What is going on, everybody? It's your host, Justin Vandehey, here at the Assassins Podcast. It's football season. We're in the fall. You know what that means. We have got money morning quarterback here on the Assassins Podcast. We're every week. We sit down. We look at companies that are doing big things. They've raised their round. Go a little deeper on one of those opportunities. Before we get into the show, I want to highlight a couple notable organizations that closed out their rounds last week. To kick it off, we've got AnyScale, a $99 million Series C. It's a very specific number. What they're building is a solution that helps any company build an AI app on any cloud at any scale. That was led by A16Z Edition and Intel Capital. Smart Moving, a $41.5 million round. They've built a software platform that helps moving companies maximize sales, marketing, operations, and profits. That was led by Mainsail Partners. Third Web, a $24 million Series A. They've built the developer platform that helps companies and teams build Web3 apps, NFTs, marketplaces, DAOs, and more. That was led by Han Ventures, Joseph LeCobb, Shopify, Mr. Mark Cuban, Gary Vee, and Shrug Capital. Keen Technologies, $20 million Series A. They've built an online software training system for IT developers and professionals. That was led by Daniel Gross, Nat Friedman, Sequoia Capital, and Patrick Collison. LumaChain, a $19.5 million Series A. They've built a supply chain platform that's designed for tracking the origin, condition, and location of food items. That was Bessemer Ventures and Main Sequence Ventures. Privado, a $14 million round. They're building tools that helps make data privacy compliance easier. That was led by Insight Partners, Sequoia Capital again, Together Fund, Emergent Ventures, Clarity Movement, a $9.6 million Series A. They're helping transform how governments, communities, and businesses understand air pollution with a sensing as a service system. That was led by Amasya, Ayala Corporation, and the Climate Syndicate. And last but not least, Curb Waste, a $6 million seed round. Curb Waste is revolutionizing the waste management ecosystem through its cloud-based and data-driven clean tech platform. That was led by Mucker Capital and B Capital Group. We're going to go deeper on that one here in a couple of minutes. All right, without further ado, Assassins, giddy up.
See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind. They say money over everything, everything, gauge in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring, salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny, pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated. Closing deals on a daily, weekly, monthly. Real recognize, real you dudes is acting funny. Don't waste our time, time is money. Every second generating revenue. Ups and downs, you ain't rode the waves, we do. Broke as a joke. Now we laughing at you. Blessed, like I said, I chew. Assassins kill every day, catching deja vu.
Welcome back in, everybody. It's your host, Justin Vandehey, here at the Assassins Podcast. Excited to get into this episode of Money Morning Quarterback. We're going to be talking a lot about the environment, a lot about climate tech, but it's also going to get a little messy. We're going to be talking about some waste, cleaning things up, making things a little bit easier for those that keep our streets clean. And the reality is that if you're not working with these guys, you've likely got a dumpster fire on your hands. Yeah. We are talking about Curb Waste. This last week, announcing a $6 million seed round that was led by B Capital and Mucker Capital. What they're building is a platform that helps commercial, residential, and roll-off haulers of waste be more efficient, support order management. They've got an end-to-end platform that really just helps digitize that process for customers, makes it easy to manage inventory, track drivers as they're out, and then support billing as well. So it's really a comprehensive end-to-end order management solution that was built for haulers by haulers. And again, the thing with waste management, it doesn't sound like an incredibly sexy industry, but it's a massive problem to solve. So just kind of on the high level, looking at the macro trends of the problem, no surprise, the population is growing and we're just wasting more. We are growing our cities. There's an increasing problem around uncollected waste, and that in turn leads to health risks. It hurts the environment. And you're seeing this at a government level. Recently, with the climate policy that President Biden put in place, there's going to be more stringent policies to improve the health of our climate. On a more micro level, the average American generates 292 million tons of trash per year. And that number continues to grow as well. And waste haulers are really left scrambling to try to figure out the logistics of how to pick that stuff up efficiently. There's an end-to-end just supply chain issue with getting trucks out into the field, tracking what's coming in and out of facilities. And customers in general just prefer to engage with those organizations digitally, and there hasn't been a lot of infrastructure innovation there to help make that process better. And so what the team at Curb Waste has built out is an end-to-end platform for order management, but really what they've branded this as is they call it Wayworks. And so order management and invoicing is part of it, but there's also an inventory tracking component. So it almost is similar to Uber, where they're able to track the waste vehicles that are out on the road. They have real-time dispatching capability to manage the fleet. And then there's also a weighted scale element to this. It's the first cloud-based system to track all things related to the facility and then measure that in real time. That includes things like driver verification. They can eliminate fraud through better user access and user management. There's high-level reporting on the inbound and outbound quantity and type of waste that the businesses are managing, as well as profit data. So in addition to the inventory, there's also sales-specific reports that they can pull from the system. And then they also have video monitoring, so they can use direct camera integration to start to do some of that verification as trucks are coming in and out of the facility. And the product works across all different forms of industry. So roll-off, which are, if you think about roll-off dumpsters, those are typically those large units that are affiliated with house renovations, construction sites, residential. So again, just your typical trash pickup, and then commercial for larger business uses. The platform works universally across every single one of those verticals or types of waste management. The outcome of the platform, again, is all centered around just improving business efficiency for haulers and waste organizations, which I'll get into the market and what that is comprised of. Visibility into the day-to-day operations of the business. It helps, again, with the scale to better accurately measure how much inventory and what quantities are coming in and out. And then around driver validation and compliance to ensure that the people handling the materials are credible and compliant. And again, the market itself, it's not a sexy industry. It sounds dirty. It sounds messy, but it is a really, really big one. In North America, the waste management industry is projected to grow to almost $230 billion from now until 2027, and that's growing at a 5.3% rate. There are roughly 30,000 organizations that are involved with U.S. solid waste management, and 56% of those are public sector companies, with 44% of them being private. The industry overall employs just over 400,000 people, and the private sector is actually the majority of that. And so that's particularly interesting as you think about just how distributed and how small these companies actually are, and the opportunity for companies like Curb Waste to come in and support SMBs and companies in the mid-market that need help with this infrastructure. And there's all different forms of this. So to give you a sense of what these facilities look like, there's landfills, there's transfer stations, incinerators, compost facilities. These all kind of fall into that category. And the distribution model that Curb Waste has built up is directly supporting that. So it's a B2B sales motion at the moment. You'll see their monthly subscription revenue from what they announced in their press release. They've grown 60% month on month. They're processing several million monthly transactions from customers that are interacting with the platform. They're acquiring SMBs and mid-market companies and regional haulers nationwide. They've got 100 plus vehicles on Curb Waste every day and roughly 10,000 customers that are serviced with the platform. So again, they're growing, they're doing their thing, they're growing their distribution arm. I think they're probably still looking to figure out how to scale that. If you think about the unit economics of this, they've got 100 plus vehicles on Curb Waste today. They're servicing 10,000 end users via the platform. There are 30,000 organizations that are operating in the U.S. So that's an incredibly small percentage of the total addressable market, which is, I think, both a positive and something that can be figured out. They have a lot of potential to grow and expand up if they can figure out the repeatable motion to figure out product go-to-market fit and really blow this thing up. The team, I love the team that's in place here. Mike Marmo, the CEO. I love the fact that he quotes himself as having waste experience. That's the best thing ever. He was a manager at Point Recycling. He's founded and sold a company called Curbside in this space already. He was at a conference titled Waste Expo. I just want to read this quote because it's great. Running a waste company is much more than picking up trash and bringing it to a dump. The day-to-day operations can change minute to minute. And Mike knows this firsthand. Again, having that experience in the industry, I think, is something that is just really, really helpful, especially as he understands the customer and knows what they're trying to do and trying to accomplish. Ashley Patel, she was also in operations at Curbside, so they've worked together in the past. They've clearly got a good thing going. And then Vok, I'm going to butcher this last name, Hovjaspan, former Service Titan and deputy executive. The thing I love about this space is that it's incredibly fragmented. There is a huge addressable market and the opportunity to sell to a bunch of organizations and grab land. Additionally, there's competitors in the space, but I haven't been able to find anyone that's really grabbing it. There's a number of small companies, ironically, many in Toronto or in Canada. So companies like Trashflow, Waste Logics, which is a UK-based company. They've got 42 employees. A company called Intellex with 500 employees. They have a waste management system in Toronto. Trucks, which is more of sort of a route management platform. Route Optics, Wasteworks, Discovery. There's a company called Wham Software. To kind of give you some insight into the billing model there, it looks like they've got their billing and invoicing tool at $100 a month. And then they have this product called Wham Hauler, which is roughly $8,000 for the year. So that gives you some visibility into what the pricing could look like for this. But again, these are all really small players that seem to be servicing this market. So if Curb Waste really cleans this up, they have an opportunity to just really scale up and grab a lot of market share. A couple other ideas and things I was thinking about as they're building their business. And I think, again, what's exciting about the category is that I mentioned with Biden's new climate policy, you're going to see increasing just focus and energy in and around compliance with the environment. I bet you there is going to be a greater need for these haulers to be and stay compliant. And I wonder if that's also an opportunity that the team at Curb Waste is thinking about, is like, how, in addition to just business logistics, do we ensure that we can help these companies stay compliant with the federal government? The other piece of this, too, is just with commercial trucking, is the ability for robotics and truck autonomy to come into this. Like, is there a way to plug in to systems with automated vehicles or opportunities to use robotics to help even make this more efficient for haulers down the road? Again, that's a major, major pivot, but some interesting kind of BD and channel opportunities as the team at Curb Waste thinks about where they take the business next. I'm a big believer in what they're doing. I'm really excited. Again, I love these industries that I knew absolutely nothing about, but excited for Mike, Ashley, and Vok to take this round, scale up, and get to the next step in the journey. So kudos to the team, and keep helping those haulers keep our streets clean. All right, that is a wrap. Money Morning Quarterback in the books. Again, big shout out to Mike and the team at Curb Waste. Excited to see where they take the seed round to go next. We have got a big week coming up on the Assassins podcast. We've got another episode coming out this Friday you're going to want to tune into from one of our first investors. Listen to me get roasted for a little bit. It's going to be good. If you're a fan of the show, drop us a review. Hit me up, Justin at assassins.com. I'd love to hear from you as well. Appreciate everybody tuning in this week. In the meantime, keep hustling, keep grinding, and keep getting that money. See them dollar signs, hustle, grind. Assassin's state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin's state of mind, assassin's state of mind, hustle, grind.
See them dollar signs way above the bottom line. Assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind. Assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line. Assassin state of mind. They say money over everything. Everything, gauge in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring. Salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny, pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language?